Hey guys, I'm here. It's 7 o'clock. We are live. Before I get into the content, just a reminder, we meet live in person for a free event next Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. Doors open at 6:30. We meet at 760 Old Roswell Road in Roswell, Georgia. I'm so excited to meet you there. The theme is the God who answers by fire. So grab a few friends and head over to Roswell next Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m., 760 Old Roswell Road for the God in Roswell, Georgia, for the God who answers by fire. I am Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you don't know who I am. And I just wanted to hop on because every night leading up to the encounter, we are meeting at 7 p.m. and again at 12 a.m. We meet at 7 p.m. for a short story or short teaching, 10 to 15 minutes. And then we meet again at 12 midnight for prayer. So join me each night leading up to the encounter. We're building momentum. We're trusting God for a powerful, explosive move. And we're coming together just to enjoy Him and enjoy His presence. So what we're going to talk about today is Usher. In case you live under a rock, I'm sure you've heard, particularly if you live in the United States, that Usher is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. This is the biggest game of the year. Here in America, I know people who play soccer or soccer is not American football, it's soccer. In other places are excited about the games that are going on there. But here in America, everyone is gearing up for Super Bowl. I shared this story with you the first day about how I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and I couldn't even get any traditional wings because they said they're trying to get ready for Super Bowl. That all the restaurants are trying to make sure they have enough buffalo wings on hand for the Super Bowl parties. And so it's a big deal. It's a big game here in America, but not so much to me. I used to play sports, but ever since the movie, ever since the movie Concussion and all of that and the things that have happened subsequently, the research with CTE and all of that, I am not as interested in watching football or being entertained by sports. But anyway, it's a big game here. The Super Bowl halftime show is a big deal. And so entertainers, I guess that's one of the most coveted opportunities is to be able to perform at Super Bowl for halftime. And so Usher is a Super Bowl halftime performer. I think he has a concert coming up because I heard some people talking about using their tax return to try to get his tickets. That's my warning to let me know I'm supposed to be going live. But we're already live, so we don't need that warning, right? But anyway, some people were posting about using their tax returns and to try to buy tickets for the Usher concert. So I hope none of you are doing that. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the other week. I saw shortly after it was announced that he was going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer, I saw a picture of him in front of a standing repeat for Fashion Week. And in that picture, he had on a kilt or skirt. I mean, he had on a skirt with some socks and boots and a little hat. And so it was really bizarre. People, you know, it kind of sent Twitter into a frenzy. People were commenting. Some people were like, oh, what's up with the look? You know, some people were, you know, like, what's going on with you? And then some people were like, I'm glad to see that he is living his own truth and he's comfortable in his own skin and he can wear what he wants to wear. And so, you know, we have these debates about all of this stuff concerning gender and those kinds of things. But some of you may think, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is because there are only two powers spiritually that allow people to ascend to levels of prominence or influence. So we have the kingdom of darkness and we have the kingdom of light. We know that the kingdom of light is powered by God, right? Yahweh, the ruler of the universe, the creator of the universe, the creator of all things. The kingdom of darkness is powered by Satan, right? Who was created by God and who was kicked out of heaven for trying to basically overthrow God or to stage a coup against God with one third of the angels. And so there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness and there's the kingdom of light. Either you're serving God or you're serving Satan. That's just the bottom line. There's no in between. And so there's only two kingdoms or forces that can power influence. And so when you see people ascend to heights of influence, I don't care if they're a celebrity pastor or if they're a celebrity singer or athlete or, if they do a little ritual before the game and blow smoke and do all this different stuff, there is someone powering their success, right? And so in the Bible, God tells us that we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. So even God requires that we give ourselves, that we offer ourselves in exchange for the abundant life and the blessings and all the things that he wants to do for us. And likewise, Satan, if you want to serve him and you want to, you know, enjoy the things of this world in exchange for your soul, then he also will bargain with you and offer you certain things. And so we see in Luke 4, we talked about this the other day, but in Luke 4, verses 5 through 7, this is the temptation of Jesus. After he fasted for 40 days, Satan comes and he tempts him. And so the second temptation, it says in verse 5, is, then the devil took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So this is like a flash of time. He takes him up on this high mountain and he shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And it says, then he said to them, all the authority I will give you and glory, for this has been delivered to me. And why was it delivered to him? Because we talked about the other day, Adam and Eve gave it to them. God gave them dominion. They disobeyed. And so they basically gave their authority over to him. He says, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Here's the caveat. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. So basically, he's coming to God, Jesus, and he's saying, I will give you all these kingdoms. I'll give you all of this stuff. People will look up to you, all of the claim, the fame. You'll be known. You'll be celebrated. But it's just one catch. You got to bow down and worship me. And so we know, of course, that Jesus said no, he would not bow down and worship him. And that's in verse 8. It says, get behind me, Satan, for it is written. And that's how Jesus responded to him each time. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So Jesus got it right. Satan took him up to this high mountain, offered him prestige, offered him power, offered him the lust of the eyes, right? The pride of life, or offered him all these kingdoms of the world can be yours if you will just bow down and worship me. But Jesus knew that only God, Yahweh, is worthy of our worship and worthy of our praise. And so he said, no, get behind me, right? But many people today are experiencing the same temptation. You don't see it publicly. You hear about the secret meetings. You hear about the behind the scenes things that happen with people. But that stuff is really true. As you ascend, as you become, you know, as you get to attain any height, whether it's in business, whether it's in whether you're an athlete, whether you're in church, whatever the case may be, whenever you attain a level of influence, the enemy will come to you and he'll make you an offer. And that offer is, I'll give you this, 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 and this, but you got to worship me. And then at that point, you have a choice to make. Are you going to bow down to the enemy, or are you going to continue to trust God and worship and bow only to God? And so that's the choice that a lot of these people are making. And so sometimes you'll see someone, they'll kind of go into obscurity for a while. You don't really see them. And then they hit the scenes and they blow up. And sometimes you've never heard of a person that all of a sudden they blow up and everybody knows them and they've gone viral and all this stuff. Guys, something is powering that. In order for something to happen here in the earth realm, in the natural realm that we can see, something has to have happened and taken place in the spirit realm. And so people are they're signing contracts, they're cutting deals with the devil, and you don't want to do that because ultimately it's a war for souls. He's not giving you anything for free. If he gives you a big concert, if he gives you a sold out concert, if he gives you a spot on the Super Bowl, if he gives you anything that is going to try to bring him glory, it's going to cost you. And believe me, he's going to come to collect. And so I wanted to share that because when I saw the picture of him, I was like, what in the world? And I saw people posting and I was like, oh yeah, he's a Super Bowl headliner. He's got this big concert coming up and everybody's, you know, oh, I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see him. And so guys, contracts are signed. Deals have to be made. Nothing in this life is free. Even to have a relationship with God and know God costs something. It costs Jesus his life. It costs Jesus his blood. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came and lived a perfect life. He died on a cross. He rose again. Why? Because that was the cost for our sin. All the sins that we have committed were speaking against us, crying against us. And Jesus had to come as an innocent lamb and shed his blood so that we could be reconciled to God and have a relationship with him. And so that's the deal. That's the offer. The Bible says in, I think, let me go back to it. It says Mark chapter 8, verses 36, 37. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That's Mark 8, 36 and 37. And so you see terminology here like an exchange, like a business transaction. It's talking about profit and exchanges. And what's the currency? The currency is souls. And so there is a war for your soul. There's a battle for your soul. I believe the president of the United States, I think he said in the last election, this is a war for the soul of America. No truer word has been spoken, because whether or not we live for God or not, it's going to determine the destiny of our nation, and not only our nation, but any nation of the world, right? Blessed are those whose nation is the Lord. You're only blessed if your nation exalts and give praises and honor to the Lord. And so I wanted to share that because I saw him at the fashion week with the outfit, and I was like, okay, so these are the things that you got. These are the kinds of things you had to agree to do in order to be the Super Bowl headliner and to have these big sold out concert venues. Guys, it's not worth it. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? All the claim, the cars, the celebrity, the relationships, the money, the watches, the jewelry, the status, the likes, the follows, none of that is worth your soul. And so you want to be careful. You want to pay attention to the choices that you're making, and you want to pay attention to the voices and what they're speaking and communicating to you. Stop spending so much time on social media, because one of the dangers of that is that it teaches you and trains your mind to think like the world. It takes you away from God's system and away from God's kingdom, and it teaches you the world system. And so when you watch all this social media, you spend all this time taking all this in, you start to think like the world and you forget who you really are. If you name the name of Jesus and you've accepted him, then you are now a kingdom citizen. You're no longer a citizen of this world, right? But you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And so, guys, it's very important to be careful of the choices you make. Even if you are not someone who is known or celebrity, the devil still comes with his offers. He still comes to taunt you and try to encourage you not to honor God with your life. Don't fall for it. It's not worth it. At the end of the day, we will all have to stand before God and give an account for how we lived our lives. And so nothing that the devil can offer you is going to be worth losing your soul and spending eternity separated from God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the strength and power of your word. We thank you that your word tells us that broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to life. And so we thank you that we've chosen the narrow way. We will listen for your voice. We will obey and follow your plan and your purpose for us. We will not listen or heed the voice of a stranger, but we are your sheep and we know your voice. We turn away from the desires of the world. We turn away from the lure of the world, and we choose you. We will serve you and follow you all the days of our lives. I pray for anyone who is watching and those who may watch on the replay who need to make a definitive decision for you. I pray now that you will pull on their heart, that you will tug on their heart, and that they will answer the call to give you their lives and make Jesus the Lord of their lives. Because we know that your word declares that only those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for this opportunity to speak your truth. And we pray that people will hear it and be receptive to it and live their lives for you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching. Share this with a friend. Share this with a coworker. Share this with a family member. Click the subscribe button and like the video. And I want to remind you one last time that we meet live next week for the Encounter, the Guy Who Answers by Fire. We meet at 760 Old Roswell Road in Roswell, Georgia. It is a free event, free parking, February 15, 2024, 7 o'clock p.m., 760 Roswell Road here in Roswell, Georgia. I'm super excited to be meeting with you live to celebrate God, to worship God, and to hear what the God who answers by fire has to say to us. God bless you and have a good night.